This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Voting is underway for the third and the final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. 11.6% voter turnout was recorded till 9 a.m. Elaborate security arrangements have been put in place for smooth, peaceful and incident-free polling in 40 assembly constituencies spread over 7 districts. The polling, which began at 7 this morning, will conclude at 6 p.m. The 7 districts where polling is being held today are Baramulla, Kupwara and Bandipora in Kashmir Division and Jammu, Udhampur, Kathua and Samba districts in Jammu Division. More than 39 lakh voters will decide the fate of 415 candidates in this phase. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged the voters to cast their votes in the third and final phase of voting in Jammu and Kashmir. In a social media post today, Mr. Modi expressed confidence that first-time young voters and women will cast their votes in huge numbers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold delegation-level talks with his Jamaican counterpart Dr. Andrew Holness in New Delhi today. To bolster bilateral ties, a number of MOUs and agreements are expected to be signed between the two countries. This is the first visit of Dr. Holness to India. During his visit, he will also call on the President and the Vice President. The Jamaican Prime Minister will also meet with other dignitaries and interact with trade and industry leaders during his 4 days visit. He will also visit Varanasi tomorrow. The Supreme Court has stayed the proceedings in a criminal defamation case against Delhi Chief Minister Atishi and Arvind Kejriwal. The defamation case was filed by Delhi BJP leader Rajiv Babbar over the remarks of AAP leaders on the alleged deletion of names of 30 lakh voters belonging to a particular community from the electoral rolls. A bench of justices, Hrishikesh Roy and S.V.N. Bhatti, stayed the proceedings in the trial court yesterday. Atishi and Kejriwal had challenged the Delhi HC order, which refused to quash the case, saying the alleged remark prima facie lowered the reputation of the BJP. The MPs and MLAs of the Bharatiya Janata Party Telangana unit began a 24-hour protest in Hyderabad demanding the Congress-led state government to fulfill the promises made to the farming community. The protest held at Dharna Chowk, Indira Park, will conclude this morning. Members of Parliament E. Rajendra, D. K. Aruna, Raghunandan Rao, G. Nagesh, Dharmapuri Arvind and K. Vishweshwar Reddy are participating in the Deeksha. BJP floor leader in Telangana Assembly A. Maheshwar Reddy and party MLAs also participated in the protest. Speaking on the occasion, BJP leaders alleged that the Congress had betrayed the farmers by not implementing the promises made during the elections. They said after coming to power, Congress had gone back on its promises. They also slammed the ruling party in Telangana for failing to fully implement a crop loan waiver scheme. The Reserve Bank of India has released its monthly data on sectoral deployment of bank credit. The data released yesterday shows that the growth in credit to agriculture and allied activities continued to be robust, with a growth of 17.7% in August this year as against the corresponding period last year. The centre has approved the release of 675 crore rupees to flood-affected states of Gujarat, Manipur and Tripura as an advance from National Disaster Response Fund, NDRF. Of the total amount, 600 crore rupees has been approved for Gujarat, 50 crore rupees for Manipur and 25 crore rupees for Tripura. These states have been affected by the extremely heavy rainfall, floods and landslides during the southwest monsoon this year. Ministry of Home Affairs said in a statement that the central government is fully committed to provide all possible assistance to flood-affected states. In cricket, Bangladesh were 57 for 3 in their second innings against India on the fifth day of second test match in Kanpur a short while ago. Earlier, the visitors resumed their play at the overnight score of 26 for 2. Earlier, on day 4, the hosts declared their first innings at 285 for 9, taking a lead of 52 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.